Senators on both sides of the aisle are threatening to hold up funding for the investigation into money-raising practices during the last campaign. Some Democrats say they won't agree to fund the inquiry until they get a specific date for consideration of campaign finance reform. Two Senate Republicans say they want to make sure the investigation excludes congressional campaign financing practices. NPR's Elizabeth Arnold says all this is beginning to concern Senator Fred Thompson, the chairman of the committee that would conduct the investigation.
He says he'll be out of money if the stalemate continues, although he is in part to blame for the problem, Linda. You know, when he came out with this request for $6.5 million up front and listed some 80 investigators, it wasn't just Democrats who were aghast. He shocked more than a few Republicans with that. You know, usually these things are funded a million here, a million there, depending on how it's all going. Now he's stuck in the middle, as you say, because he promised Democrats that the committee wouldn't just single out President Clinton. He agreed to broaden the probe to include Republican presidential campaign practices and Congress as well. And that's raised eyebrows within his own party. So now you have these two Republican senators who are on the panel that has to approve the funding saying they'll block it unless Thompson narrows the focus. It's no real surprise to you probably that members of Congress don't want Thompson or anybody else digging around in their closets, and the whole thing's likely to come to a head on the floor next week.
But don't these members of Congress run the risk of looking like they are trying to hide something?
Well, especially the Democrats, Linda, but it's a risk that they're clearly willing to take, and this week they raised the stakes. The Democrats were seeking just an end date, so it wouldn't just be open-ended, and a more incremental funding process. Now they say that's not enough. Now they say they also want an agreement in writing that a campaign finance reform bill will reach the Senate floor for a vote this year. You know, members of Congress all agree that the fundraising by the Democratic National Committee during the last campaign, that should be investigated. Democrats, however, they want to get past that and focus on what's wrong with the law and how it should be fixed. Republicans, on the other hand, understandably want to focus on how the law may have been violated and aren't in as much of a hurry to fix a system that many of them say may not even be broken.
A number of Democrats and Republicans have urged Attorney General Janet Reno to appoint an independent counsel. Wouldn't that create big problems for congressional investigations?
Well, she's been saying repeatedly that she hasn't received evidence that would justify such an appointment, but that certainly hasn't stopped members of Congress from pressing for one, much to the dismay, apparently, of the White House. In the past, though, during Iran-Contra, that investigation, for example, the special prosecutors who are appointed have asked congressional investigators to stay away from certain areas until they've completed their work or to give them priority in questioning certain witnesses under oath. And it has had the effect, Linda, of ratcheting down the efforts of Congress.
Daily revelations about fundraising practices are on the front pages of all the papers. Are these new revelations affecting the work of the Congress, Elizabeth?
You know, you might expect Republicans to be jumping up and down with glee and Democrats to be walking around with their eyes downcast, but that's not really accurate. Democrats are demoralized. You can see that. Republicans are eager to dig further and to get on with this investigation. But, you know, in talking with members, Linda, who themselves have to raise vast sums of money, there's also a level of caution about the leap to assume that contributions actually dictate decisions, because they know that line is often hazy.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
NPR's Elizabeth Arnold reporting from the Capitol.